A is an apple, as everyone knows, but B is a, what do you suppose? A Bible, a barber, a banquet, a bank. No, B is this boat, the night that it sank. C is its captain, and D is its dory, while E, but first let me tell you a story. There once was an eagle exceedingly proud, who thought it would fly in the form of a cloud. Yes, E is for eagle, and F is for form, and G is the grass that got wet in the storm. When the cloud that the eagle unwisely became sprinkled our hero and all of his fame over 10 acres of upland plateau. So much for that story. Now H, do you know? H is the hay that was made from the grass, and I is the idea of going to mass, which is something that only a Catholic would do. Jews go to synagogue. J is a Jew. K is for kitchen as well as for kiss, while L is for all of black licorice. You can eat in an hour without feeling ill. M is for millipede, millet, and mill. The first is an insect, the second a grain, the third grinds the second. It's hard to explain. Such a process to children who never have seen it, so let's go to the country right now. Yes, I mean it. We're leaving already, and in is the night. We race through to reach it, while P is the plight of the people, remember? Who sailed in that boat that is still, by a miracle, somehow afloat. Oh dear, I've just noticed I've overlooked O. O's an omission and really should go in that hole. Do you see it between N and P? No, it's not there now. Dear O, pardon me. Q is the question of how far away a person can travel in one single day, and whether it's worth it or might it be better to just stay at home and write someone a letter? R's are relations, a regular swarm. Now get out of the car. We've arrived at the farm. S is the site of a Thanksgiving feast, and T is the turkey, which must weigh at least 30 pounds. U is utopia. V simply vanishes where we can't see, while W waves from its westernmost isle, and X lies exhausted, attempting to smile. There are no letters left now but Y and then Z. Y is for you, dear, and Z is for me.